And good evening, my friends, and welcome to another hour of life, liberty, and all that jazz. Jeff Bennett here, still on the road, still hanging out up in Texas, live, however, on this 28th day of September 2011, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Wednesday, and of course, you know what that means. Wednesdays with Roger. Now, we're having some technical things, and hopefully he's with us, or will be momentarily. And, you know, as of last night, I wasn't sure I was going to be here, but as it turns out, I could not do what I thought I was going to do. So we're going to be here with you with Roger tonight. And tomorrow I expect to be on the road, more than likely arriving home or arriving back at my offices just about in time for the program. So we're making some other arrangements for stuff to happen tomorrow night. I will be back totally live in the studio, my studio, on Friday. I'm not going to get into market stuff tonight. Is Roger up with us yet?
Here.
You're there.
I'll be right here, man.
You told me. I'd just be throwing darts, brother. How you doing down there?
I'm good, thanks. It's nice springtime in South America. Trees are poking their leaves out and things are blooming, and it's was almost 90 degrees here today.
Holy moly. It's been a I think I've been a little cool here in Texas today. I think it's because I'm tired, I'm worn out, I'm ready to get up and go. We finished the show tonight. I'm probably going to go sleep for about 5 hours and get up and leave around midnight Texas time, which is 10 in the morning my time. So, and like Dean Martin said, time to hit the road. What goes on in your life? I know we've had some emails going back and forth. The best news, which of course doesn't mean it's available yet, is the book.
It is.
We're
going to talk about that a bit and even delve into it, I think, a bit here tonight and what we're going to talk about. I'm not sure how close we are to the first break. I won't get into a bunch of it, but the edit and the basic rewrite of the book are finished, and I've read it through twice since Monday morning, and doing some final little touch-up typos and a little editing. And the good news is, I think we're going to have this thing ready to go real quick. I say rewritten because my editor has been my teacher's. And we'll pick that up after when the music reconvenes.
That's great. We're here. You stay there. We'll be right back.
I'd like to get you on a sailboat to China, all to myself alone.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today. Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
That piece of music is almost apropos to our Wednesday evening guest, Roger. I suspect that that music makes you want to get on down to the studio tonight, doesn't it?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, I'm a music guy. That's been my whole life.
Except
for all this legal and freedom and tyranny stuff.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So anyway,
well,
I was saying,
tell us what's going on. I'm going to just kind of mute myself for just a couple of minutes, and I'm going to listen. So go for it.
You can go talk to that man about a horse again. I was just going to say that what has been happening in the delay is because I wanted to make sure all of this thing was totally correct, as I think anyone listening can understand. And so the best person that could ever even look at this in that vein or point of view are the people that taught me all this information so many years ago. And so basically, Glenn has edited the book, much of it has kind of been rewritten in quite a scholarly style. And with some really give you meat to chew on information that I don't think anyone can ever dispute when you're talking about English authorities like Pollock and Maitland and Blackstone and some of the real giants in the history of law, and especially our kind of law. So that's all ready, and maybe next Wednesday we'll make the announcement. If not, I'm sure it'll be the week after that, because it's very close. And a couple of the things they talked about, I listened to Jeff's show there from Texas last night. I don't know if he's back with us or not. I like Jeff a lot because I'm kind of like Linus, you know. I like a safety blanket there, and Jeff's kind of like, he's kind of my safety blanket and my board I can bounce stuff off of, and an old friend to boot, which always makes it nice. But one of the things that has been put into the book concerns a very interesting aspect of this, quite frankly. I tell y'all all the time that I continue to learn and understand new things, and this is one of them right here. And if you go back to the slaughterhouse cases, the first case, the benchmark case, the landmark case on the 14th Amendment, from Louisiana, and that basically told us, because it was under the Privileges and Immunities Clause, that the whole scope of the 14th Amendment and the whole revolving history from the Dred Scott decision and the slavery issue and what happened in the states and after the states, these black men, former slaves, were now free men, but yet many of the southern states would pass adverse legislation against them. And so a lot of these reasons were what led up to the passage of the 14th Amendment. First of all, the Civil Rights Act of 1866, which was basically part of the whole cloth that moved into the 14th Amendment a couple of months later, and was voted on by virtually the same Congress. One was done in April, and the other was done in June or July. So now we had the identification of this new federal citizenship, a citizen of the United States, a resident of a state that was attached to blacks. And that went along from about 1868 until, or a little later, until 1898. And at that point, we had the Wong Kim Ark case. And that's the case that I have read the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court's opinion, where he comes right out and says that the 14th Amendment brought the English variety of slavery, the feudal law established in Europe and England for 1,000 years, into this country for the first time. It's also the case, and I've told you all that before, that that all of the birthers against Obama's birth certificate are using, because it is the foremost case on citizenship, denizenship, hereditament, etc., in the whole litany, a history of the United States Supreme Court. And one of the things that it was bringing up in the rewrite of the book are the two differences in the way that hereditament or your status are passed down from birth. And one, interestingly enough, is a common law rule, and the other, interestingly enough, is from the law of nations. So you don't have any contract stuff here. You've got these two pretty pure bodies of law, and one of those is called jus, or law of S-O-L-I, soli, and that says that you take the nationality of the place that you're born. And that was the majority opinion in the Wong Kim Ark case. It goes into quite a bit of detail in this in the book and a lot of background. I'm just going to cover the surface here. And the other school of thought was called jus sanguinitas, which is, I believe, the law of nations rule that your hereditament followed your father no matter where you were born. And that is the one that applies to, like, monarchs and the King of England. Because if the King of England had a child and they might have been somewhere else abroad or in England, that child would have to be set up to be able to take over the throne. And so it doesn't matter what country you're born in. And the Wong Kim Ark case and court took all of this under advisement, and all of the lead up to it, which was thousands of cases filed, over 10,000 cases filed in the United States courts because of the discrimination against the Chinese in that period of time in our country. And they were all the only using the weapon they had was the court system, and they clogged up the court system, and there was over, like I said, 10,000 court cases that were clogging the system when Wong Kim Ark, a cook, got his appeal for citizenship to the Supreme Court, and that's what that case was about. And the reason I go into a little bit of detail here is because of something you said last night, Jeff. And something that I know is one of your real hot buttons, especially where you live, is the illegal immigration and a thing called anchor babies. And what I've just discussed with you is the basis of the anchor baby problem we've got today. And so you can see that these problems that date back to the literal founding of our country, the slavery problem with the black slaves, the problem bringing Chinese coolies, etc., over here, and these problems that arose for Wong Kim Ark, and the political decision that these justices made in the majority opinion here to not face back to who were the citizens, but to go back and who was the sovereignty, because I think you got to admit, if your sovereignty follows your birth and you're a monarch, then obviously sovereignty follows birth, correct? But they chose the more expedient political way with all the political pressure, especially the pressure on the court system, and took the opposite, the common law rule that wherever you were born is what determines your citizenship. And that's the anchor baby problem right there today, baby. You still there? So, I guess he's not
here. I'm here, but it's really cutting in and out. I may have to bail out of here and try to come back in for starters, and you just keep on going.
Okay, well, I hope that got across because it's a very illustrative
point.
And it's very important. And the other important aspect to this is, it is my understanding that until the Wong Kim Ark case and this issue was settled, the 14th Amendment applied to freed slaves. When the Wong Kim Ark case was decided, they opened the floodgates and applied it to everybody. So that's the issue we're dealing with. Like I said, it goes into great detail in the upcoming book on that issue and topic. I think you're going to find the things you're going to read and be exposed to extremely intellectually and mentally stimulating. You're going to learn a lot. You're going to have an awful lot of basis that's factual and legal and historical right there at your fingertips, and that you can go back and refer to so that you can educate yourself on this, because that's the end game here, is to start getting folks educated and aware, because when we start learning, the curtain lifts and they become almost impotent. Because you can see that the way they've illustrated this and what it states clearly in a number of places in the book is that the sovereignty are in the people. And you can tell that our oppressors know this because they've gone to so much lengths to intimidate you, to keep you into line, into this subservient, this subject status, which you've volunteered into. And all you have to do is look around to see that they fear you. If they didn't fear you, they wouldn't be going to all this trouble to set all of these systems up to try and take you over and control you and or kill you through, they were talking about some of the vaccinations and stuff in the previous show. I've been hearing a lot of talk about the vaccinations surrounding Rick Perry. And all of this slow kill method, because their agenda is to take at least 80% of the people off the face of the earth. They can't go out there and kill you like they like to do, like they do over in the Middle East now, in these little military adventures, corporate adventures backed up by government military is probably more appropriate. They can't do that, or everybody would understand what's going on. And so the best thing they can do is to slow kill you and set up systems where they will do that, and they will profit on your demise as you get sick from the cancer produced or the anti-immune system problems that are induced by these vaccines. Then you run to their little medical establishment, and that medical establishment is tied over to the insurance companies, which are just right smack dab in bed with the central bankers, and they just escalate the prices and they milk you out everything, where they literally steal your essence through this very satanic, devilish system, which has been devised, set up, and is now operational in our country. Did I hear you sigh there, Jeff?
We're going to go to we're going to go to a break in a second. When we come back, I want to add just a little piece to this. I received an email this morning that the Supreme Court is now preparing to hear a case as regards illegal immigrant children. That is the first time that it's gotten to that degree. Quite interesting. The Supreme Court will decide whether the government is free to deport illegal immigrants who came to this country as children and whose parents became lawful residents in the United States. Kind of borders into this thing.
Well, we're going to talk about that when we get back.
You got it.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future. Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you will turn away romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending, unless I can have one more chance to prove dear my life.
This is one of those technical days. Welcome back. And this is one of those technical days. I don't know what you folks are hearing out there in so-called radio land. Granny, if you're listening, shoot me out a quick email to the normal place. Let me know what your signal is like. We're having some interesting things, at least internally. We hope it's not transferring to the outside. Let's go back to Roger and his comments. We're talking about a little bit about 14th Amendment. There's this headline that came out today that is now the Supreme Court is now going to hear cases on illegal immigrant children. And I'm going to share one statement out of this because it threw me. And the response that you gave me, and I've got to see if I can find it. And of course, just because I want it, I can't find it now, but it made some reference to, it sounds like the children will not be able to rely on the status of their parents as far as what their so-called legality of being in this country is. And yet it makes it sound like, well, wait a minute, the parents may be legal, but the kids are illegal. And yet everything we've ever heard says, no, it's the kids that were the anchor babies. In fact, theoretically, that makes them legal, which ticks a lot of us off. But that the parents came here illegal. So which one is it, and how does this affect all of this?
Well, according to what I know and understand, and according to what I've just read in the last couple of days, which is a new line of thought for me on this, quite honestly, from the decision, they're just going to go back. I would predict they'll go back and validate the precedent that's already been set in the Wong Kim Ark case, you know, especially with the change in the shift of the justices up there these days. But what it said in that case is the lead up to the Wong Kim Ark case was that, you know, the country was flooded with Chinese back in the 1800s. It's what built a lot of the railroads. And there was so much backlash from the Chinese and discrimination against them that the Congress actually passed a piece of legislation, and I don't have the name of it at my hand right now. It's in the book. And it forbid giving them citizenship, the Chinese adults that were here. But the problem was, and that's why they congregated in Chinatowns, all right? And they couldn't get any women over here because of the immigration laws. So here it was a bunch of mainly male Chinamen that were stuck in these little congregations of ethnicity, and they couldn't get any citizenship. They couldn't get any very many women over here, etc. Well, obviously, Wong Kim Ark's dad got his mom over here somehow, and they had him.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what that ruling is about, is that Wong Kim Ark and all the other circumstances, even though the parents were not citizens, and this rule of inheritance, whether it's going to be just solely or just sanguinitas, is what applied, and they decided with the majority on the former. It appears, from what I've read and thought about a little bit, it was a politically expedient decision. And then we go into the book on the fact that it's really the judges that are running the country, okay? As I think one of the quotes I used early on in these programs was from a famous English jurist, and he said, the first engine of tyranny is a corrupt judiciary.
Now, the Ark case, was this a Supreme Court thing, or was this
it's absolutely Supreme Court thing. And as I said, the reason that case has gotten so much attention and notoriety is because all of the birther people are using it.
It is interesting because in this article I'm reading, it makes reference to the government says it did not have. Now, keep in mind, the Ninth Circuit Court has been very deeply involved in this, one of the most left-leaning, unbelievable liberal circuit courts in the country.
The government
does not have statistics on how often this issue arises. However, it said more than 40% of all cancellation of removal applications were filed last year in California and the other eight states where the Ninth Circuit had jurisdiction. And this has to do with, in many cases, the deportation. It may have to do with the kids. It may have to do with the parents. It might have to do with a criminal alien. There's a lot of real Mickey Mouse nonsense going on with all of this.
Well, as the way it stands now, the way I understand it, I'll put that disclaimer in there, that all of those immigrant children, that's why all those people come to the United States to have those babies, and what that really does is it allows the child under this rule of being born on the soil and that it takes your inheritance and your status from there, now they're allowed to turn around and get the parents who were before illegal, I would think.
I think that's a lot of the whole fight here. You know, a couple of weeks ago on the Federal Observer, I had a column posted that was kind of an expose of how the birthing issue or the anchor baby issue is being used and abused in California. And people who are very, very near the border are literally watching pickup trucks come over the border, pull into the alley next to an apartment complex, And they literally take the woman out of the truck and have her laid right there in the parking lot or in the alley and give birth to that kid right then and there. Come on. It's quite obvious what's being done. And if this is being seen, why can't they do anything about it?
Well, because of this case we're talking about and this issue that we're talking about that revolves so much all around all of our freedoms, okay? So these are real nexus points that we're discussing, and they're big things to consider. And there's human consequences, and there's political consequences. We're going to come out of the break and play a 13-minute video that hit the web this past week, the story of your enslavement, and we'll listen to that and talk about it after we're finished.
We're back.
We've been working all day.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is the story of your enslavement, how it came to be, and how you can finally be free. Like all animals, human beings want to dominate and exploit the resources around them. At first, we mostly hunted and fished and ate off the land, but then something magical and terrible happened to our minds. We became, alone among the animals, afraid of death and of future loss. And this was the start of a great tragedy and an even greater possibility. You see, when we become afraid of death, of injury and imprisonment, we become controllable and so valuable in a way that no other resource could ever be. The greatest resource for any human being to control is not natural resources or tools or animals or land, but other human beings. You can frighten an animal because animals are afraid of pain in the moment, but you cannot frighten an animal with a loss of liberty, with torture or imprisonment in the future, because animals have very little sense of tomorrow. You cannot threaten a cow with torture or a sheep with death. You cannot swing a sword at a tree and scream at it to produce more fruit, or hold a burning torch to a field and demand more wheat. You cannot get more eggs by threatening a hen, but you can get a man to give you his eggs by threatening him. This human farming has been the most profitable and destructive occupation throughout history, and it is now reaching its destructive climax. Human society cannot be rationally understood until it is seen for what it is: a series of farms where human farmers own human livestock. Some people get confused because governments provide health care and water and education and roads, and thus imagine that there is some benevolence at work. Nothing could be further from the reality. Farmers provide health care and irrigation and training to their livestock. Some people get confused because we are allowed certain liberties, and thus imagine that our governments protect our freedoms. But farmers plant their crops a certain distance apart to increase their yields and will allow certain animals larger stalls or fields if it means they will produce more meat and milk. In your country, your tax farm, your farmer grants you certain freedoms, not because he cares about your liberties, but because he wants to increase his profits. Are you beginning to see the nature of the cage you were born into? There have been four major phases of human farming. The first phase in ancient Egypt was direct and brutal human compulsion. Human bodies were controlled, but the creative productivity of the human mind remained beyond the reach of the whip and the brand and the shackles. Slaves remained woefully underproductive and required enormous resources to control. The second phase was the Roman model, wherein slaves were granted some capacity for freedom, ingenuity, and creativity, which raised their productivity. This increased the wealth of Rome, and thus the tax income of the Roman government, and with this additional wealth, Rome became an empire, destroying the economic freedoms that fed its power and collapsed. I'm sure that this does not seem entirely unfamiliar. After the collapse of Rome, the feudal model introduced the concept of livestock ownership and taxation. Instead of being directly owned, peasants farmed land that they could retain as long as they paid off the local warlords. This model eventually broke down due to the continual subdivision of productive land and was destroyed during the enclosure movement when land was consolidated and hundreds of thousands of peasants were kicked off their ancestral lands because new farming techniques made larger farms more productive with fewer people. The increased productivity of the later Middle Ages created the excess food required for the expansion of towns and cities, which in turn gave rise to the modern democratic model of human ownership. As displaced peasants flooded into the cities, a huge stock of cheap human capital became available to the rising industrialists. And the ruling class of human farmers quickly realized that they could make more money by letting their livestock choose their own occupations. Under the democratic model, direct slave ownership has been replaced by the mafia model. The mafia rarely owns businesses directly, but rather sends thugs around once a month to steal from the business owners. You are now allowed to choose your own occupation, which raises your productivity, and thus the taxes you can pay to your masters.
Value this time in your life, kids, because this is the time in your life when you still have your choices. And it goes by so fast. When you're a teenager, you think you can do anything, and you do. Your 20s are a blur. 30s, you raise your family, you make a little money, and you think to yourself, what happened to my 20s? 40s, you grow a little pot belly, you grow another chin. The music starts to get too loud. One of your old girlfriends from high school becomes a grandmother. 50s, you have a minor surgery. You'll call it a procedure, but it's a surgery. 60s, you'll have a major surgery. The music is still loud, but it doesn't matter because you can't hear it anyway. 70s, you and the wife retire to Fort Lauderdale. Start eating dinner at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You have lunch around 10, breakfast the night before. Spend most of your time wandering around malls looking for the ultimate soft yogurt and muttering, how come the kids don't call? How come the kids don't call? The 80s, you'll have a major stroke. You end up battling with some Jamaican nurse who your wife can't stand, but who you call mama. Any questions?
Your few freedoms are preserved because they are profitable to your owners. The great challenge of the democratic model is that increases in wealth and freedom threaten the farmers. The ruling classes initially profit from a relatively free market in capital and labor, but as their livestock become more used to their freedoms and growing wealth, they begin to question why they need rulers at all. Ah, well, nobody ever said that human farming was easy. Keeping the taxed livestock securely in the compounds of the ruling classes is a three-phase process. The first is to indoctrinate the young through government, quote, education. As the wealth of democratic countries grew, government schools were universally inflicted in order to control the thoughts and souls of the livestock. The second phase is to turn citizens against each other through the creation of dependent livestock. It is very difficult to rule human beings directly through force, and where it can be achieved, it remains cripplingly underproductive, as can be seen in North Korea. Human beings do not breed well or produce efficiently in direct captivity. Ah, but if human beings believe that they are free, then they will produce much more for their farmers. The best way to maintain this illusion of freedom is to put some of the livestock on the payroll of the farmer. Those cows that become dependent on the existing hierarchy will then attack any other cows who point out the violence, hypocrisy, and immorality of human ownership.
Officers positioned Grant face first on the floor with one officer near his head, a second near his back, and a third officer standing nearby. There appeared to be a brief struggle. Then, a two-year veteran BART officer stands, draws his weapon, and fires.
Freedom is slavery, and slavery is freedom. If you can get the cows to attack each other whenever anybody brings up the reality of their situation, then you don't have to spend nearly as much controlling them directly. Those cows who become dependent upon the stolen largesse of the farmer will violently oppose any questioning of the virtue of human ownership, and the intellectual and artistic classes, always and forever dependent upon the farmers, will say to anyone who demands freedom from ownership, "You will harm your fellow cows." The livestock are thus kept enclosed. By shifting the moral responsibility for the destructiveness of the violent system to those who demand real freedom. The third phase is to invent continual external threats so that the frightened livestock cling to the protection of the farmers. This system of human farming is now nearing its end. The terrible tragedies of modern Western economic systems has occurred not in spite of, but because of, past economic freedoms. The massive increases in Western wealth throughout the 19th century resulted from economic freedoms. And it was this very increase in wealth that fed the size and power of the state. Whenever the livestock become exponentially more productive, you get a corresponding increase in the number of farmers and their dependents. The growth of the state is always proportional to the preceding economic freedoms. Economic freedoms create wealth, and the wealth attracts more thieves and political parasites, whose greed then destroys the economic freedoms. In other words, freedom metastasizes the cancer of the state. The government that starts off the smallest will always end up the largest. This is why there can be no viable and sustainable alternative to a truly free and peaceful society. A society without political rulers, without human ownership, without the violence of taxation and statism. To be truly free is both very easy and very hard. We avoid the horror of our enslavement because it is so painful to see it directly. We dance around the endless violence of our dying system because we fear the attacks of our fellow livestock. But we can only be kept in the cages we refuse to see. Wake up. To see the farm. is to leave it.
Are we there? I think that's about it right there. And there's a,
that is it.
As the leave it, there's a bird that departs from a limb of that video. I think as soon as Jeff gets back from roping cow doggies out there in Texas, he's going to put that on the website. If you wanted to get it and pass it around to your circle or people that are still ambivalent about all of this, that is on YouTube. And it is a Henry McCaw, however you want to pronounce it, production. It's very well done, as you could hear from the audio track. And the title of it is The Story of Your Enslavement. And I wanted to bring up a point after listening to that again that I keep meaning to mention on here, because I want to compliment one of your fellow broadcasters, Jeffrey. And that would be one Mr. Robert Noel, better known as Robbie, with that, like our orator just had there, that charming foreign accent of his from South Africa. But Robbie does one thing, as from my professional background in broadcasting, that I really appreciate, and that is the pregnant pause. And for those of you who've listened to Robbie, he'll all of a sudden start to say something, and then just leave you hanging with it for a minute. And that's a technique that gets people's attention. And the master of it was Paul Harvey. So anyway, there's a lot of things in that little video that we've talked about on these shows, Jeffrey. And one of them was, I told you, the from the Charles Adams book, From Good to Evil, The Effect of Taxation on the Rise and Fall of Civilizations, I believe is the correct title of his book. Charles Adams is his name, and he traces all the taxation back to Egypt, and that's what they called it in Egypt, was tax farmers. I mean, that's exactly what's going on.
You know, and it's interesting, through the several things that you've said here, is Henry Makow or McCall, whatever, Henry is probably one of the most brilliant people I've ever had the privilege of working with, and have done some things with him, had some very lengthy conversations. Many years ago, he was in another life, so to speak. He was the inventor of a board game called Scruples, which obviously there are very little of in this country from the standpoint of government. But I listened to this thing, and, of course, at the end, just we got there, I came in and made a couple of the little animal sounds, little pigs, little sheep, et cetera. I really need to go back and do some editing and re-prepare my Animal Farm program and have it aired and leave it at Republic to use as a fill-in program when I can't be here, because it is a powerful program that follows along these very same lines. And, you know, when you look at people like Macau and you look at Orwell, people like this, they got it. And why people just aren't paying attention, I don't know.
I really tip my hat to Henry McCaw, or however you pronounce his name correctly, which I wish I knew, and I just don't. I've exchanged emails with him a few times when he first came on the scene, but I really admire him, because those of you who may or may not know, Henry is an Ashkenazi Jew. And it is what I've maintained for years, that the Jewish people are going to have to rise up and clean their own house. And they're going to have to clean their own house from these Zionist creeps and the Sabbateanism that has infected their entire ethnicity and religious movement. Speaking of which, tonight is the first night of Rosh Hashanah, I'm told. So
music. Let's cut to the final break. We'll be back with some final comments from Roger. And I'll be hitting the road in a couple hours.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Little Renee Olstead to come back, lighten up our day. And we are down to the final few moments. Roger, I'm going to let you kind of wind this program out, letting the audience know I will, once again, I will be running a rerun tomorrow because I expect to be on the road heading home Friday. I'll be back in with you live, unless Roger gets a wild hair and wants to do another hour tomorrow night, which he'd be more than welcome to do.
I don't know about that. I'll have to noodle on that a bit and check the schedule. It's right, always brother. A provocative invitation. We can consider it. I wanted to touch base once again on the video and the part in it that when he was talking about enlisting the cows to confront the other cows that are starting to ask questions, like a bunch of you cows out there are. And that's what you call political correctness. Okay, and I know the Spotlight, back when that was a operational periodical, had a supplement, a thing they sold on the side one time that was about political correctness, and they, I think, very properly labeled it cultural Marxism.
Yes, they did.
Isn't that interesting? That. Because you can look around and see the agenda. That started, and I think one of their first, of course, this is all Edward Bernays stuff, I guess, the roots of it, all go back to smoking and the social pressures that are associated with smoking. And that's that political correctness. And the point I wanted to transgress into was the thing we talked about basically, I think it was last week or the week before, on the DOD announcement that there's no ask, no tell is gone. Don't ask, don't tell. It's just like, you know, it's open open homosexuality for homosexuals in the military, which, it can't help but decrease the effect of the fighting force and the morale of the services, I would think. That's my own opinion. But the point is that you can see them using the organizational structure they control in the use of this corporate, of this cultural Marxism, of trying to suppress any opposition against these things that are so morally and ethically repugnant and against all of the founding principles of our country and the way that most of us, I think, view life and humanity and religion and spirituality and those things. So I thought that was very important, at least to bring up. I wanted to, if we've got time here, and I'll have to look at a clock, bring one case that has something to do with what we've talked about, and that is this ownership of you and your, I keep hearing people talking about their rights in the Constitution. Folks, you don't have any rights in the Constitution, okay? Because you're all federal citizens and they give you civil rights, and those are not God-given rights that are constitutionally protected. This is more mis- and disinformation that's out there. I'm sorry it's out there. I'm trying my best to see if we can get something out there to correct the people's thinking and get us all herded like cows going in one direction, we'll see if we can accomplish that. But it's important to realize this is a decision out of Wisconsin, and this is a remake of a judge's decision on some people they arrested and convicted of having milk, and I'm not going to get to cover it. So we'll pick this up next week or tomorrow, whichever applies.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for giving up your valuable time to be with us. And totally good Lord sees fit to bring us together again. Without apology, we are Jeffrey Bennett and Roger Sales. Thank you.
All right. Drive careful, brother.
Will do, man. I'll talk to you later.
They cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got? Nobody has. And I got you.
Gold ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral.